Now notice, he makes it clear again, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Now notice that, and notice verse 20. Now drop down to it. But now are they many members, yet one body. Many members in the body of Christ. And then notice again, verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Now he uses here a comparison to the human body. One body, but many members. One Holy Spirit giving different gifts to individuals. Now the human body has many members. He says that in verse 12 again, for as the body is one, hath many members. Notice verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. And then again, I go to verse 27, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Now the human body has many members, hundreds of members, thousands of members. Now in the church, the body of Christ, there are many gifts. There are hundreds, probably thousands. Now the human body, it has bones and muscles and tissues and glands and organs and nerves and blood vessels. I hurt my foot, went to the doctor, and I asked him, I said, how many bones are there in the foot? I'd been out hunting and stepped off of a cliff and hurt my foot. And he says, 27 bones in the foot. And I said, well, I think I hurt all 27 of them. He said, no, you only hurt one. That was all. Well, you see, one member suffers, they all suffer. The whole foot, you know, felt bad. Now, may I say to you that the body is many members. I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I spoke at a baccalaureate of a prep school there. And afterward went out to a doctor's home for dinner. And he said to me, did you know what was the most important part of your body today when you were talking? Well, I said, imagine my tongue. Oh, no, he said, that's not it at all. He says that the most important part of your body today was a member of your body that no one was conscious of. It was your big toe. He says that big toe helped you up. He said, if you didn't have a couple of big toes, you wouldn't have been able to stand up there at all. And you know, I've thought about that a great deal. Suppose that my big toe, when I go to preach somewhere, should rebel and say, now look, and in fact come out with a placard and carry it out, I refuse to go, and say, I've been going with you for years, and you've never called attention to me, your tongue, and the rest of your body, your face, everybody sees, but they don't ever see me. And why don't you take off your shoe and sock and let them get a good look at me sometime? Suppose I did that. And by the way, would you like to see my big toe? Well, may I say to you, it's not very attractive at all. It's very unattractive. But it's very important. Now, there are many members in the body of Christ, and some of them you don't see. And the most important members of churches I've served have been men and women that the church knew nothing about. It wasn't the officers, the Sunday school teachers, or the soloists, or the preacher. It just happened to be some unknown one, one who prayed, one who had faith, I mentioned a moment ago. Those are the folk that really today are doing it.